The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
A warm up for the low. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. We've got a terrific podcast for you. Joining me in segment number 1 is going to be Jared Smith. He's going to be joining me in just a few minutes. We're going to be diving in on what we're seeing in both of these series. Little to our knowledge, the Houston Astros will pull off some massive heroics in the 9th inning, so we were thinking that the Texas Rangers were going to be going up 3-2 for a little bit of reference, but we're going to be taking a look at both of these series. On top of that, with Jared Smith, he has been tremendous at taking a look at yes-run first inning, no-run first inning all season long. He's going to be lending a few angles and just a few bets that he might be targeting in general for the rest of the postseason. In the final segment, going to get you guys picks and analysis for game number 5 of the NLCS as we touch them all. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to fire those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letters CM, maybe it does not matter. As per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Did not get in any Twitter/X questions today, but we had a fun day of baseball on Friday, unless if you're a Philadelphia Phillies fan/better. And, well, I can't necessarily say fan, but certainly was a better. And, well, let's take a look back at it, try to find out a little bit more of these teams and recap a very fun day of baseball.
Games from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
Well, we were on a 6-game win streak with the DK Network write-up picks, and then we took the Phillies the last 2 days, and this one is just brutal. Phillies up 3 runs going into the bottom of the 7th, 2 runs going into the bottom of the 8th, and then Craig Kimbrell happened. The Arizona Diamondbacks get it done by a count of 6-5. Both teams really piecemeal things together. For Christopher Sanchez, lost 2 runs, one of which was earned in 2 1/3 innings, hurt by an Alec Boehm error. But from there, things were able to stabilize. Jeff Hoffman gets 5 outs out of the bullpen scoreless. Matt Strom delivers a scoreless inning. Sir Anthony Dominguez, 4 outs out of the bullpen scoreless. You did have Gregory Soto get into a tight spot. And Orion Kirking, I always say that one incorrectly, he walked a pair of guys, but was able to get to the 8th inning with the team up by 2. And then Craig Kimbrell. Craig Kimbrell, this guy, he gives up a home run. He gives up 3 runs as going deep off of him. Alec Thomas, 3rd home run of the postseason for him. He only gets a pair of outs, and then Jose Alvarado unable to keep men that were on base intact as he had thrown 2 innings the previous day. Probably should not have been out there. And for the Philadelphia Phillies, offense did a fine job. You had Kyle Schwarber go deep off of Kyle Nelson. 4th home run season as Joe Mantiply, Luis Frias, they combined for 2 1/3 innings scoreless before you really had the Diamondbacks get battered in the bullpen. Kyle Nelson gets up that home run in 2/3 of an inning. Miguel Castro gets 5 outs out of the bullpen, allows a run. Andrew Selfrank, he walked 3, gives up 2 runs, one of which was earned. He was hurt by that Emmanuel Rivera error. From there, Ryan Thompson stabilizes things by going 2 innings, giving up 1 run, but he walked a pair as well before Kevin Ginkgo, Paul Sewald. They closed the door in the 8th and 9th innings. So now that series is tied 2-2. And underdogs, they continue to hit here at the postseason at north of a 55% clip. And for the Houston Astros. Depending upon your closing line, they were either a very, very slight favorite or a very, very slight underdog, but they get it done 5-4 against the Texas Rangers as they had a bullpen collapse. Jose Altuve off of Jose Leclerc, third home run of the campaign for Aroldis Chapman. He was rolling before Leclerc came in and tried to get the final four outs. Gives up three runs in the ninth inning. You had Jordan Montgomery lend a relatively solid start. He does give up a home run to Alex Bregman, but two runs surrendered in 5 1/3 innings. Josh Chavores was able to hold it down with five outs out of the bullpen, scoreless in for the Rangers. They got to Justin Verlander twice. Nate Lowe gets Lowe for his second home run of the postseason, and Adolis Garcia his fourth as for Justin Verlander. Gave up four runs, two home runs as for the Texas Rangers. They did a pretty solid job timely hitting, but they probably are regretting the fact that they couldn't cash in the third innings as they went 2 of 11 with men in scoring position. Meanwhile, for the Astros, after Verlander gave up the four, everyone else did their job. Ryan Presley, two scoreless innings out of the bullpen. He gets a win. Brian Abreu, he only threw six pitches, one for a strike, so he got pulled out of there very quickly. But Hector Neris was able to land a 1 1/3 inning scoreless as well. Now the Astros lead this series by a count of 3-2 after they take all three in Texas. So, wild day of baseball to say the least, and a man that has gotten wild and crazy on the baseball card all season long, that'd be our good friend Jared Smith. He does absolutely excellent work here at VSiN, and this man is all over the place. You're able to catch him every college football Saturday for Fox Sports Radio. I know he does some work over at Bally Sports for Live on the Line. He's over there at Pickett Sports, along with his tremendous work here at VSiN, and you're able to catch him on a lot of our weekend coverage, and you're able to catch him on Twitter/X at Jared Lee Smith, all together, taking a look at football, basketball, baseball, you name it, he does it. And Jared, it's always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Playoff baseball has arrived.
Oh, it is not just alive. It is in full force, my friend. And I know you've been taking a look at yes run, no run, first inning all season long. And people always obsess about the nerfy, but what have you found about the yes run first inning? Because I believe that it's cooled off a little bit here in the last few days, but all in all, that's been a pretty profitable bet here in the postseason.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny because I was down on the nerfy all year. I was up on the yerfy, but then going into the postseason, and we talked about this a little bit before the postseason started, and it was something I analyzed last postseason, but this year it seems more pronounced, and I think it makes sense. You know, the rule changes have sped up the game enough to where you're getting maybe 1 or 2% more yerfies in a sample, and that's the difference in the postseason because it's priced pretty stringently to the no. And that's because the no is the more popular side. It's because for the most part in the postseason, you're getting lower game totals. You're getting lower first five totals. The bullpens are coming in earlier. So the no is priced a little bit heavier. And so it's almost like a twofold. It's moving up just because of the time of the year, but also because of the price. And yeah, it's been profitable. And it's through Rangers Astros game, 17-13. Through the postseason, through the first 30 games.
Yeah, it has been so intriguing to take a look there, and you're able to get the yes run first inning at some pretty good prices as well, with totals being a little bit lower. And have you ever, just in your endeavors, taking a look at yes run, no run first inning, just found a situation where things are a little bit out of whack with regards to pricing? Because we have seen quite a few unders be able to come through here in the postseason, but we've seen yes run first inning come through as well. And typically, yes run, no run first setting is based on what you're getting with regards to the team total. Is it a case where you can find a lot of value both betting on there to be a run in the first inning and then also betting on the under for the game? Because a lot of people wouldn't necessarily think that they'd be correlated because you get off to a hot start. You think, all right, the runs are going to keep coming. But I've been finding here in the postseason that we have seen a lot of fast starts, and then the bullpens have been much more sure-handed than they are typically in the regular season.
Yeah, I haven't tracked that correlation. It's an intriguing theory. I think in the playoffs, it's probably more random than we think. But in general, when you're looking at a game total of 9 in the regular season, I'm looking at a Yerfy price and a Nerfy. To me, that's flat -110 on both sides. What we're seeing is even the 8.5s, you're getting a fair price for the yes run first inning. So I think basing the game total off of 7.5, you should be getting plus money on the Yerfy. And we are consistently, even on 8s and 8.5s, I've seen some plus money prices in this postseason. So it's all about which starting pitchers are on the mound and kind of how that translates into the full game, but also the first 5 game total a lot of times the yes, no run first inning is not in line to where the market is on the first five total.
Yep, I think that that is so interesting to dive in on, and certainly has been a little bit of a headline here in the postseason as Jared Smith, who does tremendous work over here at VSiN, is joining me on the Baseball Betting Show. And with regards to the NL side of things, we'll hit on the AL in a minute, but the NL side of things, just because we have to record this a little bit in advance, we don't quite know how game number four went, but how have you been gauging this Phillies versus Diamondbacks series? Because I did not think that it was going to, by any stretch of the imagination, be a sweep, but it does certainly feel like the Philadelphia Phillies are the better team in this spot. I'd be surprised if they fall in game number four. Again, we are recording this before we know the exact outcome there, but I just take a look at this Philadelphia Phillies team, and I do think that out of the four teams remaining, they are the most complete.
100%. Once the field was narrowed past the wild card shuffle, which is always a crapshoot, I think it was pretty obvious we were destined for Houston and Philly. Baseball has a funny way of coming full circle. You know, history repeating itself, those who doomed forget it. It felt like those were the best two teams. Now, Texas is very capable of winning the series and stealing it, but I think if you played this series out 100 times, Houston and Texas, I think Houston wins more than they lose. So Philly definitely wins more than they lose, especially being in the situation that they are. But I'll be honest, Arizona showed some fight yesterday. Now, they're going to have to pitch. They're going to have to pitch a Tukus's off over the next 2 days because they're kind of running out after Gallen and Kelly. There's not a lot behind them. We'll see how much pitching they have left. But if Philly's bats can get hot in the desert, they were cold, they were hot in Philly, and then they came to Arizona and they cooled off and they only scored one run. If they can get hot against what is the underbelly of this Arizona pitching staff and kind of carry that momentum over, they should be able to close this series out in five or six games.
Yep, I agree with you. I do think that the Phillies have put themselves in a very good spot here, and I'd be surprised if we do not see the Philadelphia Phillies moving to the World Series. But that said, even though we don't necessarily know what we got in game number four quite yet, we do know what we're going to be getting in game five, and that'd be Zach Wheeler going up against Zach Allen. And I really do think that this is a game where if the Diamondbacks are going to be able to take another one in this series, this is the one. We don't have any openers as of right now, but how would you be gauging this one? Because on my initial look, not knowing the bullpen use for game number four, I do think that this is a relatively close to pick'em game just because with Zach Allen, he certainly struggled in game number one on the road against Philadelphia, but all season long, he's been a tremendous home pitcher, a not-so-great road pitcher, and I do think that this would probably be the best chance for the rest of the series that the Diamondbacks have of being able to get a win.
Yeah, 100%. This is game seven for the Diamondbacks. You'll probably see multiple arms. I don't like the multiple arm strategy. I don't think it works. I don't know if there's a long man in Arizona's pen that can go after Mantiply or how Mantiply stretched. But there's just not a lot behind Arizona starting rotation after those top two guys. I think it will become more evident later on in the series when some of these bullpen arms start to falter a little bit. And Philly's just deeper and they've got the better pedigree for this moment. Arizona's ahead of schedule, but I think this would be a big surprise. Even if they win game four, I still think I would take Philly in the series.
Yep, I am right there with you. And I do think that for the Arizona Diamondbacks, they truly do need to be able to get the job done in game number five, or else it's going to be really rough for them, to say the least, as we do have Jared Smith, who does tremendous work here at VSiN, joining me on the Baseball Betting Show. And you were talking about the multiple arms theory not working, and that certainly was the case for the Texas Rangers. They were trying to piggyback Dane Dunning and Andrew Heaney. They got a combined 3 1/3 innings out of them. That was less than terrific. Good news for them is that they were able to get a tremendous start out of Jordan Montgomery. We are currently doing this as game number five of that series is starting to wrap up. How do you gauge this series? Because in my opinion, they absolutely need to get it done in game six, because if they are left to a game seven with Max Scherzer after the way that he looked, perhaps you throw out their John Gray, you have all hands on deck. I just think that that would be a really rough spot for them, and by far their best opportunity of being able to get a win for the rest of the series, in my opinion, is trusting in Nathan Eovaldi.
I think Texas is in a spot that a lot of people would like to be in, but also you could easily make the case that Houston's got them right where they want them if they're down 3-2. So I don't have a strong feel for game by game, but if Houston goes down 3-2, the only move to make from a gambling perspective is to either bet Houston in the series or do a mechanical parlay. I wouldn't bet Texas on the money line in game six if they're up 3-2. Probably the only way I would play it is a Houston rollover in that case.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, because I do think that with Houston, they do have the upper hand. But the one caution that I would have in a game six is you got to think that Framber Valdez probably gets a start. I just don't like his recent form. We saw it in game number two, he was less than sharp. And I go all the way back to late June. In late June, he sustained that ankle injury. He wasn't himself. It was sort of masked by the fact that he was able to get that no-hitter against the Cleveland Guardians. But really, since late June, I have not seen look of him. And I mean, I don't know if maybe I'm off base or something like this, but I would feel better if the Houston Astros threw someone other than Framber Valdez in game number six, because I really don't like his form right now.
I think overall, Houston's pitching starting to falter, and that was the big bugaboo with them going into the postseason. The starting pitching was very inconsistent. They only had Verlander for half the year. Valdez showed you flashes of Cy Young, but he also showed you flashes of the opposite. And then you had Urquidy, who was banged up. You're starting to see him a little bit. We'll see what he can give you in the rest of the postseason. But I think this is the first year in this Houston run where the pitching is not carrying the hitting. The offense for Houston is what makes them go in this playoffs. They're getting by with okay enough pitching. If that changes in the World Series, they can win the World Series. But I'll be honest, I think it's blatantly obvious to me right now who the best team is and who deserves to win the World Series. And it's the team in red and white.
And that is not the Arizona Diamondbacks.
No. Sure. That's more of a dark red and black. I would even say the teal is more of their skin, you know, their color palette than the red and white. I always envision them from the old school unis.
Oh, yeah. I always picture them a little bit more with a purple, personally.
Yeah, purple and teal. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they've always had a few different shades throughout the years, but I am in agreement with you there. And for the rest of the postseason, because we are doing this as we just don't have any numbers for Saturday's game in the NLCS, is there anything that you are going to be taking a look at with regards to a bet, whether that be for the rest of the series, whether that be a future? Maybe it's taking a look at a few player props as well. Is there anything that you might be looking at that's really been working for you that you might be betting on Saturday, Sunday, or just anything else moving forward?
You know, Greg, it's been really easy for me in the playoffs. I worked really hard in the regular season, and I tracked all 2,430 games, and I put in the work. And the work told me that all you have to do in the playoffs to be profitable, because they're not going to be rich, but you will be profitable if you just bet the yes run first inning in every game. And I still, after the first 30 games of the playoffs, I am firmly in that corner where I don't have to do any handicapping work. I already done the work over the last 6 months. I can just wake up at the year for every game. So I'll continue to employ that strategy. Maybe there is an opportunity in the futures market that pops up. I'd be shocked if it wasn't Philly, Houston. And I think Philly's the best team. If this is the last time we record before the World Series, I think Philly, of the four teams right now, definitely the most prepared to hoist the trophy.
There is no disagreement from me. I did feel like going into that series between the Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies, whoever won that series should be the favorite to be able to win the World Series. And there has been nothing that I have seen to push me off of that. And I have never pushed off of the fact that you do absolutely excellent work, Jared. Every single time you join this podcast, you back it up. You do tremendous work with regards to baseball. But I know you're getting set for what is going to be a tremendous NBA and college basketball season. You do great work on the college football front. You're all over the place. Live on the Line, Fox Sports, VSiN, list goes on and on. So let the good people at home know it's all on tap for you and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yes, Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern to noon, Fox Sports Radio countdown to kickoff. And then I would say various consistent appearances on VSiN and Live on the Line and Valley Sports properties. And Picket Sports is the new venture that I've kind of taken. And it's more of a bet tracking website. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's an app and they do fantastic stuff with community and you can make bets. And it's almost like Twitter for, you know, gambling degenerates. So it's a fantastic app. A lot of the people in the gambling industry use it and endorse it as a way to track their bets. So follow me on all platforms at Jared Lee Smith.
Absolutely. Jared is the wide-ranging man. He checks all the boxes. He does excellent work at so many different outlets. And every single time he joins this podcast, he always lends incredible insight. So big thanks to Jared for joining me on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And coming up next, this is that time of the podcast. I give you picks and analysis for Game 5 of the NLCS as we touch them all.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sports betting innovative analytics has taken the guesswork and emotion out of sports betting to bring you an innovative and trustworthy resource to enhance your journey to becoming a winning player. With industry-leading money-back guarantee options backed by their sophisticated modeling, they want to introduce you to a system that's not widely seen or available to help you beat the bookmaker. Specializing in NBA, college basketball, and WNBA, your first week is always free. Get started at SBIA1.com today.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It's always great to be joined by Jared Smith. He does tremendous work here at the network. He does a great job taking a look at so many different things on Live on the Line, VSiN.com. You just go down the list of things, and this man covers it all. Does a great job on the baseball front, the football front, and every single time he joins this podcast, lends tremendous insight. So a big thanks to Jared for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast. They give you picks and analysis for Game 5 of the NLCS as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Do note that, as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter/X feed at GNet_81. We are going to go in Las Vegas rotation order because there's only one game that we need to break down, and it is going to be the DK Network write-up pick, 921-922 on the board. The Arizona Diamondbacks do play us to the Philadelphia Phillies as Zach Wheeland and Dylan Wheeler is on the bump for the Phils, and you've got Zach Gallen on the bump for Arizona. Arizona is anywhere between +111 to +123 underdogs. Meanwhile, anywhere between -121 to -135. Your number on Philadelphia, 8 is the total, shaded down to the under at a -115. Over is -105, and I'm going to go with the Arizona Diamondbacks on the write-up pick. My last two write-ups snapped a 6-game win streak, and I trusted in the Phillies. That's not the lone reason why I'm making this write-up pick, but I do take a look at Zach Gallen, and his home and road splits are so demonstrative, and let's keep in mind, you're banking on the starter in the All-Star game for the National League with being able to get him at a plus price, and with Zach Gallen, Road ERA, north of a 4. He was giving up right around about 1.2 home runs per 9 innings. Things were very much less than savory on that front. Meanwhile, at home for Zach Gallen, 2.47 ERA, 0.6 home runs allowed per 9 innings, 1.6 walks per 9 innings, while getting 10.5 strikeouts per 9 innings. Very vastly different. Now, I will say for Zach Wheeler, he's given up 0.66 home runs, 3.14 ERA when he is on the road. So he has been at his best when he has been away from home, but I'm a little bit more concerned about the Phillies bullpen at this point rather than the Arizona Diamondbacks, as I really thought that the Phillies were going to go to someone like a Taijuan Walker for a little bit of length, perhaps Michael Lorenzen. They did not do any of that. All of their situational pitchers, they got used up, and for the Philadelphia Phillies, you certainly have been able to get production out of the entire lineup this postseason. Really, sans Johan Rojas. I think it's 0.86 with a 1.11 on base. That has been miserably bad. But, I mean, that said, you have had this team slow down a little bit more on the road. Kyle Schwarber does have 4 home runs in this series. Trey Turner just continues to move the line in general. But you have been noticing that Alec Bohm has been having a little bit of a rough time with things. Was able to have a multi-hit game yesterday. But for the Arizona Diamondbacks, though this is a bunch that they've had their question marks with regards to their lineup. It has been a bunch that has been averaging about 4.1 runs per contest ever since the beginning of the month of July. They have been a different team here in the postseason, being able to reach that 4-run plateau in 6 out of their 10 games thus far. You've been able to get much more production out of Ketel Marte along with Corbin Carroll than even during the regular season. And during the regular season, both of these guys were rocks up. Both of these guys provided a north of 355 on base, with Ketel Marte sitting at 385 here in the playoffs. Corbin Carroll's cooled off a little bit with regards to this series, but a 385 on base overall. Christian Walker has been a little bit touch and go, but 6 RBI here in the postseason, a 375 on base. Alec Thomas has been able to supply 3 home runs along Gabriel Moreno, and that's really the key. Get the bottom of the fold going as Thomas, Geraldo Perdomo, Emmanuel Rivera, Evan Longoria, all guys are hitting below the Mendoza line of 200 here in the postseason. I do think that they are going to be able to get something ignited. Though the Arizona Diamondbacks were 18th with regards to bullpen ERA during the regular season compared to the Philadelphia Phillies, who were 7th, both of these teams had to exhaust all their arms with someone like Ryan Nelson on reserve for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think that that's big. I think that they could go to Slade Cissoni if they want to as well. I believe that they put him on the postseason roster. So those are a pair of long guys that they're going to be able to look to. And I do think that for the Philadelphia Phillies, even though they have been able to slug out nearly 2 home runs per game since the beginning of the month of August, Zach Gallen is going to be able to go out there. He's going to do what he's done all season long. He's going to pitch well at home. Both of these starters need to lend a lot of length. I trust in Gallen a little bit more at home. My DK Network right-up pick, that is going to be on the Diamondbacks. Was willing to take essentially any plus price here. I set it at a plus 102 that I need to take in. Did set my total at 7.9. I think that Zach Wheeler is going to be able to deliver a relatively solid performance. I just think that Gallen's going to be a little bit better. So going with the under on 8 and my right-up pick, that is on the Diamondbacks money line. And that will wrap things up for the Saturday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. If you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, do have one of 2 ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter /XTimeline at GNN_D1. Keep in mind, letters M, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. And I'm coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season, which means I'm coming at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.